We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room. Wow!
Hello, here we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3543. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill. The Ted Smith. And my car. Montgomery. And you, Hard Metro. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy.
Ted's Meat and Potatoes has America's favorite fast foods. We will play Profile This. Plus headlines, a Men's Room Shot of the Day, fundable listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click, clack.
Triggity John. All right, here we go. Chicago woman told she was too late to board her plane, so she told them her luggage contained a bomb.
Yay.
Meanwhile, a treehouse is on sale in Colorado for $500,000 if you really enjoy the peace and the calm. In Ireland, old Irish goats are keeping the wildfires at bay. Maryland man gets 10 years for sticking woman with a syringe full of his man spray. And a woman stabs a roommate because they had an argument over how loud she was. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. Today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we will spin the cat. I'm getting there, man.
Hey, you can count on that wheel.
Okay.
Not going down.
That is that wheel spinning. We will spin the category wheel. And then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented Patrick, who thought 789 referred to cannibalistic numbers and found a way to answer 15 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Well, of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Be contestant to play Big Dummy. Call 206-421-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All the Charles, and away we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3,543. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. The head chef is back. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has America's favorite fast food. I guess there's some conflicting information.
There is. People have favorites when it comes to fast food, but they have a few beverages. That list completely changes.
Is that also if you are intoxicated, the food is different than if you are sober?
Correct. The lists are completely flip-flopped.
Huh. Yeah. Interesting.
Okay.
Well, there's all kinds of different fast food, depending on what you're in the mood for, but sometimes, you know what I mean?
Depends on the time of day. And like, if I said, what's your favorite fast food? You have one opinion. Now it's like, all right, it's 8 p.m. You've been up all day watching football and drinking. You might have a different opinion.
I see. Okay. All right. All right. That's coming up with the head chef. Very interesting. I think Taco Bell should make the list on that one.
Right.
Yes. Today is the day we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We will spin a category wheel. You're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. So far, as you said, Steve, our biggest dummy, that was Patrick a couple weeks ago. Took him 16 questions to get one right. Legitimately, Patrick was just struggling. Wasn't one of those guys who was not trying to answer the questions.
He was just authentically dumb.
He was just not putting it all together. Oh, by the way, speaking of Big Dummy, coming up on the Men's Room Happy Hour. Today, we have the return of Dirty Big Dummy and Noah Sherlock as we head on over to the Odyssey app and the Men's Room Happy Hour, Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock. We leave these airwaves, head on over to the Odyssey app for a little Men's Room Happy Hour. We can do a little bit more there than the FCC will allow us to do here. So that's on the way after the show. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy. Every time we play Big Dummy, we like to do a men's room poll. The last time we played, we asked you if you could French kiss one person for 60 seconds or one for 60, who would it be? Your choice is a parent, a pet, a grandparent, or a sibling.
Yeah.
And here's how the voting is. As far as you're least likely to want to French kiss someone for 60 seconds, two-way tie for third place. 1% of you said a parent or a grandparent. That was obviously not the well you wanted to go in. Parent, by the way, slightly ahead, like 1.something%.
Really?
Where grandparent was like 0.08 or whatever it was.
I'd pick a grandparent over a parent.
Real, real low. A sibling came in at number 2 with 23% of you saying, yes, I'll kiss my brother, my sister. And by far, the majority of you said, if I'm going to French kiss one for 60 seconds, it's going to be a pet. 75%.
That pet will never look at you the same again.
Nope, that is a fact. Now, today on the men's room poll, we're going to see if you could do a cool thing. There's a lot of things out there that people can do, and you know what I mean? Some are considered cooler than others, I would say. So a lot of people have skills, but if somebody whips one out, you're like, you know what, man? That's pretty cool.
And not what you used to be able to do. We're saying like right now, today.
Yeah, exactly. It's always cool when someone can pull off a cool card trick.
Card trick, pool shot, you know.
Yeah, I mean, all kinds of stuff. But these require a little bit more, I guess, physical talent as far as the poll is concerned. So our poll today, you can do one of these cool things. You can do it right now. You can do it for the rest of your life. Number one would be a backflip.
Mm-hmm.
A standing backflip. Now, I don't know who I saw the other day on the Twitter sphere, but someone threw out a first pitch in a baseball game, strike right across the plate. Then they did a backflip and walked off.
Well, he's a martial artist.
Still, I don't care.
It's the guy in that whatever the new Marvel movie, whatever that guy's name is. He threw out the first pitch. They pointed out one. He threw a good pitch.
He did.
They said then he did the backflip, and everyone was like, "Well, god damn,
that is awesome." You know what I mean? That's like that's cool, man. Like even if you're over at a backyard barbecue, whatever, like I can do a backflip. Like no, you can't. Like watch me, boom.
I feel like a backflip would help get you out of a fight, right? Like, it's just going down to the bar. You don't know why this other guy's so tense, but clearly, you know, he's already torn off his shirt and he's tearing up because he's that guy. I feel like if I see a brother do a backflip, I just assume that he knows some S that I can't defend.
Or somebody's coming at you and you backflip out of the way. People are like, oh!
I'm just thinking, if I'm in a backyard at a barbecue and somebody says, I'm going to do a backflip, I'm like, no. Like, no.
Yeah, but the thing is, here's the one time you nail it.
But you can
you
do
know it.
It.
Everyone's going to take. Don't do it, Ted. Are you drunk?
Don't
you
do it.
Yeah,
like,
I'm drunk.
Like, dude, Ted can do a backflip, man. He, mm-hmm. was, like, he was like four seltzers deep and did his backflip.
Four seltzers.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Number two on the list.
One of my things that I just always in my mind thought it would be the coolest thing ever to do, never successfully did it, dunk a basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Just to be able to play a little pickup, and or maybe just, you know, you're out there shooting by yourself, and just to know you still have the ups. You can
I'm doing it by myself, man.
You can throw it down. I mean, you know, it's just
that's
just
a the pickup game. Doing it by myself means nothing, right? Because, like, I'm happy that I could do it, but who cares, right? But then I'm playing a pickup game, and I got my Shaq shoes or something ratty on. I'm the last guy they picked, and you go up there and just dunk on someone's
ass.
Well,
I mean, like, okay, like, I know
you you can dunk by yourself, especially if you know the court, if it's by a road or something.
You're just dunking.
Somebody's watching.
Okay. Either way, it's about having an.
And you're going to play a lot more pickup basketball than you ever have in your life if you can dunk.
You might not be able to hit any other shot,
now,
but you can dunk.
I know your son's younger, so you have the basketball court lower, right?
Than it's at 11 and a half feet now. Yeah.
It's at 11 and a half feet.
So, like, bro, he's really considering playing in school this year. He's a little shy to get on the team, but he would do well. Ted Smith helped him with some shooting drills, dribbling drills, etc. And to his credit, my son will now practice those and references Mr. Ted in a very positive light.
Shouldn't it be 10 feet? Is the basketball or a 10 or is it 11 and a half?
I don't know what it is.
It's 10 feet.
School. It's probably 10.
No, it's 10 feet. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's 10 feet.
It is 10 feet.
Yeah, it's 10 feet.
Oh, you got him shooting higher.
I know. It's
yeah, because you're playing basketball. I mean, I get it, but it's like you're not going to practice football on a 25-yard field. Like, you're not, right?
Right.
Learn to shoot, man, and those 10 feet will be a hell of a lot easier for you.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. So you can dunk a basketball. Number three is you can surf.
All right.
Okay.
Now, there's a benefit to surfing, and I thought about this. I might pick surfing for one reason, right? So, the backflip, I probably get free drinks at the bar or the backyard barbecue. Dunking, I'm just the man. I'm going to get picked on your team, and I feel good about myself. Surfing, when you look at the quality of the other people that surf, all right, just think of I'm on the beach, and these are surfers. Surfers are not an ugly group of people.
No.
But if I can legitimately go out there and hold my on the big ass waves and all that. Like, man, you are getting so much. I will get more ass surfing than I will dunking.
Just from getting back out and trying to get into a spot where you can catch a wave will knock your ass out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you never see any fat people just absolutely ripping it at the beach.
No.
Because it's impossible. You would burn off every calorie if you were a good surfer.
That's what I'm saying. To me, as far as the fringe benefits of the talent, that to me, that's feel like late night beach fire get laid.
Okay, number four is rock climbing.
No.
So you could actually get out there, man, and get on a face and comfortably be able to rock climb. You want to rope up, whatever. That's probably the safer call, but you can do it. And look, man, it takes a special kind of person to be able to rock climb. Number one, you have to have a pretty good spread on you as far as your ability to get your wingspan, so to speak, whether that be your legs or your arms. The other thing is you need incredibly strong forearms, calves, and core, all these things that you need. So again, I mean, you're basically a spider on the wall in this situation, and it takes a very specialized athlete to do it. That's why most male tennis players who are really good, they're tall and they're lanky. It helps them as far as their wingspan, as far as their serve is concerned, to be able to reach for a ball. The height advantage gives them reach advantage, and they're skinny and tall. You know
snap.
I mean?
I mean, like you see with pitchers all the time.
That's why with like Andre Agassi and all those guys who were shorter, you know, it was amazing the level they played at because most of the guys that played like Boris Becker were 6'6".
But see, the only reason I would take rock climbing, it's not something I have any desire to do, but much like the surfing, there's much ass to be had, but also you can parlay that to stuff like, American Ninja Warrior.
Right.
Now I can compete for money, because the one thing on that show, people that are rock climbers tend to do very, very, very well, because they're so goddamn strong, and they don't, they weigh 130 pounds, they're 6 feet tall, and they can crush a coconut.
So look, if you can surf, man, you're going to get some beach ass, right?
Absolutely.
Which is
some
awesome.
Some sandy beach ass.
Now, if you can rock climb, you're going to get some REI ass. And that's pretty good, too. I mean, not as much makeup. You know what I mean? More natural looking, a little outdoorsy. You know,
but
on both sides. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, man. It's kind of leathery looking. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Leathery looking?
It's just so much muscle. Like, it's just so much muscle.
I mean, look, I'm going dunking.
You're dunking.
I have a whole theory.
Bro.
I'm quitting my job, everything in life. And I'm just going to get on a bass. I don't know. Like, does AN1 still exist? Like, I'll just join the AN1 tour and be like, all right, we're bringing out short, chubby white guy. I'm going to pike that joint.
Yeah, exactly.
See, that's the
you can
difference.
Go for oops, man,
oh,
crush
God.
It from the side. Like,
yeah. I mean, I've thought about this for years. My whole life would be different. Everything.
Because you're what, 5'9", 5'10"?
Yeah.
Right? Chunky white dude. So no. So for you, I'm a 6'4" black guy.
But you can fly.
For me, it'd just be an expectation. Like, yeah, you can dunk, brother.
Right.
But Ted does it. You're like, oh!
Exactly. I'd be down at Green Lake tomorrow hustling people on those courts.
Without question. We'd be Wesley Sniping it with you, man.
Yes!
I'd be there yelling, dude, just
it doesn't matter if I hit a jump shot, like, you gotta watch this pickup game. That guy's team's okay, but eventually he's gonna dunk.
Okay,
but I
also think this with you, Ted. There is a, you know, like, we've seen all the videos. Did you see the guy dressed up as Bugs Bunny just totally schooling that guy on the court the other day?
Yeah, from the Toon Squad?
Yeah, exactly. All right, so with the ability to dunk, you can take it to another level. You know what I mean? You could dress up in however you want. I mean, we've seen the...
I would dress as Humpty Dumpty.
Whatever you want to do. You know what I mean? You could come out and just... You ain't hell.
Didn't like LeBron dress like some old dude or... Maybe
that
it wasn't
that
him.
Was back in the day. That was Uncle...
Who was? But I mean, those guys are like, all right, come on, old man.
It was Kyrie Irving.
Yeah. Okay.
Because he... I think he had a movie coming out or something. Yeah.
Right.
That's
what
dudes.
You do, man. You're just like, you know, like, there's no way that this guy... Oh, my God!
Absolutely throw one down.
Yeah, and I mean, I could sit there on the court and just be like, yeah, I'm just sitting here drinking beers or whatever, and just kind of mess with people, and then just be like, oh, it'd be crazy if I could dunk. Hey, man, I'd pay this much. How much would you pay? You want some drinks? And then, boom, an hour later, money's on the table, and I dunk it.
Now,
then he gets robbed later.
I
you hustle me, white boy.
I would lean more towards surfing on this one.
The sandy beach?
Just for the sandy beach.
Yes!
I mean, I think that's where I'm going to go.
Yes. What about sharks?
Well, I was going to say, and we'll have this coming up in another Your Guess is as Good as Mine, but they just released a survey of the 10 states that are the most dangerous states in the United States to live in based on wild animals.
Okay.
All right.
So they took out a lot of the statistics that were skewing the numbers as far as what animal was attributed to the most deaths in the United States. So deer is number one. So they took out deer because, you know...
Car accidents and such.
Exactly.
Right.
I mean, that's just part
they
of the
They don't attack you. They cause problems.
They took away horses and other things that were more livestock-oriented.
So are they going more like carnivores where humans are on the menu?
With the exception of deer, everything was a wild animal.
Okay.
So deer are obviously wild animals. They just took that statistic out because of the car.
You're not scared of them.
So, okay, these are animals that kill you. So there was two major culprits in this. There were bears, number one.
And not good for our state.
Were sharks.
Sure.
So when you look at the states, you're either surfing or you're in the middle of nowhere in the woods.
Right.
That's basically the only correlating factor between you dying from an animal attack.
Mm-hmm.
Which included rattlesnakes, all types of venomous snakes, alligators.
But I definitely think there's a not a bond, but what's the word I'm looking for? I feel like if you surf, you probably enjoy hiking in the middle of nowhere, too.
Probably.
Yeah. There's some correlation between the
major surfing areas popped up, and that was the number of shark attacks in this area.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's part of the risk of surfing, but you know what I mean?
I'm all right for that sandy beach ass. Sandy beach ass. And the other thing, my thought is, you know, it's kind of like, since I am not a predator, I'm like, all right, well, what do the prey animals do? Big numbers. So I will surf when there's like 20 other surfers out there, right?
Yeah.
Just lessens it. Doesn't mean I will not get attacked. But now the shark has one of 20. Like, I'm not the one person out there.
Well, for you, surfing is like, for me, dunking.
Yeah, I'm going to bring my little wiry black ass out there later. And just crush the wave.
Who is this guy?
You guys want to play basketball later? My short white friend's going to dunk on your ass.
Mike's just on the beach doing backflip.
Yeah. Right. And cover your face.
Right.
Yeah, because it's going to be hot, cover your face in zinc so you're wearing white face. Just like, no. I'm just trying not to get burned, man. I'm just really trying.
Why is everyone so mad?
Exactly. Come on.
Don't you put this on?
It's
for your complexion.
I think that's why they changed the mud mask for women to green. He sort of comes home like, what the F? Like, no. Just change the color.
Yeah, somebody asked Miles why we didn't on Twitter. They were like, what about hitting a home run? I was like, I've hit a home run before.
Yeah,
like
me too.
In Little League and stuff. But like, I can hit a baseball.
Yeah. Sure.
Mm-hmm. If you get a hold of one, man, it'll go. I mean, there's a couple of times where I hit a ball like, did I do that?
Yeah.
And actually, the pitch was coming
in. Did I do that?
82 miles an hour. So, no, the pitcher did that.
Right.
He gave all the force. I just got lucky with where my bat hit the ball. All right, the game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Steve, who is our first contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Julie. Welcome to the men's room.
Whoa, gentlemen.
Hola.
Julie, are you on team sober or team not sober?
I hold on. Say that again.
I said, are you on team sober or team not sober?
I am on team sober.
All right, Julie.
On my way to work.
Okay.
Oh, going
way to work. What do you do for a living?
Bartender?
I work in a casino.
Okay. All right.
That's cool. All right, Julie, you can do one cool thing. Is it going to be a backflip, dunking a basketball, surfing, or rock climbing?
Hands down, surfing.
Surfing it is. All right. What do you do at the casino, Julie?
I am a shift manager and I'm a card dealer.
Oh, is that right? Okay, very cool.
A little bit of everything.
You ever play cards at home, or if you do play cards at home, does everyone insist that you shuffle the deck?
No. I grew up playing cards, and yeah, they want me to deal.
Okay. What game do you work?
Everything. I deal everything from craps to baccarat.
Oh wow. Okay. Very cool.
The two most popular games ever.
I love baklava.
Did you say you deal craps?
I do.
Oh, does that count as dealing? You're just pushing the dice over to me.
Hey, somebody's got to do it.
You stand on base and throw those chips out, Ted. Let's see what you can do.
Yeah.
Oh, trust me. That is my game. And you know, I'll put 20 on the line for the boys. I guess I should say for the women,
too.
Well,
it's a family tradition. My dad dealt it. I deal it. And my son deals it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. People are always scared of craps. Like, go play. And the dealers in craps will actually help you out.
Oh, ho. Yeah. Okay, then. That does not happen otherwise.
You're playing odds. It's the only game where you're not playing, like, kind of against
the dealer. Okay.
It's the best odds in the house.
Thank you. Been saying that for years.
You just vindicated Ted's life. Mm-hmm. All right, Julie, here is your first question. What is Honey Boo Boo's real first name?
I just brought this up last week during TV time.
She's like, I'm not Honey Boo Boo anymore.
And I never heard it before.
I would not have known in a million years.
I want to say Elena.
Nice work.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
Julie, one and done. Wow. All right. That's a hell of a start.
Yeah.
Elena.
Or Alana. Either way.
Whatever. So what?
Honey Boo Boo.
She was on my. She's just like, look, I'm 16. Don't call me Honey Boo Boo.
More Big Time coming up, 206-421-ROCK.
99.9 KISW. Yay! You're in the men's room.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Steve, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Will. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Will, sober, not sober?
Sober for now.
All right, Will, welcome to the show. Welcome to Big Dummy. All right, Will, you can do one cool thing. Will it be a backflip, to dunk a basketball, to surf, or to rock climb?
I got to say backflip. You can pull that out whenever.
Yeah, you can. Anytime, anywhere. Surfing, obviously, you need to be at the ocean.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
So you took what?
He said backflip.
Oh, backflip. Sorry, my bad. All right, here is your question. An endodontist specializes in what part of your body?
Ooh. I'm going to say the intestines.
I'll say your sinus cavity, your nose.
It's got to be somewhere near the teeth, right?
It is, in fact, your mouth / teeth. They're the people that perform root canals.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Your endodontist.
But what do we call him?
The endodontist. I don't know. I mean, I feel like if you go to the dentist, right, anytime you need something done that's above their pay grade, so to speak, they always just say specialist.
Did you have a different person take out your wisdom teeth? I guess a root canal is different.
All right, so the dentist that I see now is my regular dentist, right? So they could get rid of a tooth or something, but at the time I got my tooth taken out, that was an emergency call to someone who's not normally my dentist. It's Batman's dentist.
Oh, okay.
So he said, look, man, I know she'll hook you up. And so I went over there and got it done. So I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. She was probably shocked you showed up on time.
I wasn't expecting you for another 2 hours. That's... All right, your question. What vegetable is found in dishes served Florentine style?
That's not much about vegetables. I don't know. Let's go carrots.
Spinach.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. You guys say, like, everyone should know that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they should.
Yeah. Some people need to get some class.
It's delicious.
Actually, you need to know that because you'll order something on a menu that does not indicate there's vegetables with it. It sounds delicious. So it was so-and-so Florentine. And I'm like, nope.
Really? Even wilted spinach and a cream sauce? No good?
No, I don't like spinach. Just don't put it in my cream sauce, man. Although that said, if it's something like that, that's an easy special order. They just don't have to add.
You just don't have to add.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I have a bad memory of wilted spinach. All right, your question. Who is Yogi Bear's sidekick?
Oh, that's Boo Boo.
Honey Boo Boo. There's two Boo Boo questions.
He goes by Alana now.
On Big W. 206-421-RUN.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Chris, sober, not sober?
Sober.
Welcome to the show, Chris. Welcome to Big Dummy. All right, our men's room poll, you can do one cool thing. Will it be a backflip, to dunk a basketball, to surf, or to rock climb?
Let's go to backflip.
Backflip.
What a backflip.
Yeah. Hmm.
I'd like to do any of these, to be honest with you.
Even off a diving board, sure. Backflip is cool. Well, sure. I used to be able to do one, but you know, it's off a diving board.
But, I mean, did you hit the water well?
Yeah, I mean,
I've done a backflip off a diving board, but it caused me more pain than it was worth.
A front flip to me is more like a frontward shoulder roll into a back flop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't really do the front one, but I can do the back one.
We call that amateur diving.
Yes.
All right, here's your question. Who wrote the Iliad and the Odyssey?
You ever have someone say, well, it's been good talking to you, they answer the answer, but it's the wrong answer, and they keep on going?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to try it. Good talking to you. It was Homer.
It was.
Well done. Yeah. Well done.
He's such a Homer.
I like that he prefaced that, like, hey, I might be one of those guys, but I'm fairly confident that I'm right.
I think we enjoy it every time somebody does it.
Oh, it's one of my favorites
ever. Great talking
ever,
to you guys.
Man. Think it was...
It's this.
Oh, it's Jeopardy. Jeopardy. Years ago, man, Alex Trebek, the question, what's the capital of New York State? And it's just the way the guy said it is, what is New York City? And Alex Trebek being Alex Trebek, nope.
Nope. Mm-hmm. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421 round.
You're still dumb. Yeah, you're still an idiot. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hola. Hola. Dave, are you on team sober or team not sober?
I'm not sober, and I just wanted to share with you the last song you played was Fat Bottom Girls.
We were smoking. I have no idea, Dave.
It was.
Okay,
yeah, it was.
What does that remind you of?
Queen was my first concert ever in 1979.
Wow.
Who opened for him?
Start at the top, right?
King Diamond.
Yes, King Diamond and Queen.
Dave, our men's room poll, you can do one cool thing. Backflip, dunk a basketball, surf, or rock climb?
Well, being a Bay Area boy, I think I'd rather go to Half Moon Bay and the Maverick Waves and learn to surf.
Okay.
And learn to surf.
That's a great place to do that.
All right, Dave, here's your question. In what city would you find Red Square?
Red Square.
Red Square.
Beijing.
Not a bad guess, but Moscow.
Could it not also be Seattle?
What the hell is Red Square in Seattle?
I think in the middle of UW's campus, there's an area they call Red Square.
Oh, my God.
Is that because of the bricks?
Yeah. So, I mean, look, it's not. Red Square is obviously
Moscow. Okay, well, he said Beijing. All right.
Just throw it out.
Are you talking about where the blossoms are?
Yeah. Don't they call that Red Square?
I don't know.
Who wouldn't want to name something after Moscow?
I used to run through there all the time, but I was really just looking at butts.
All right, Dave, question number two for you. What tree gives us prunes?
Plum trees.
All right. Nice job, Dave.
I was picking plums the other day. Golden plums.
You were picking plums?
What do you mean you think you were?
Well, I was at my friend's house. This was post-Maryland, West Virginia, so I'd had a couple beers. And then I can't remember. They were very delicious. Yeah, I think they were golden plums. So they had some trees, and I figured this would be a nice little break from the action. So I went out there, and it was like a half a lacrosse stick. Look, I've never picked fruit.
So were they ripe? I mean, do you?
Oh, yeah, but some of them weren't.
All right.
So first we got out the ladder, then we were afraid I probably would have fell off it.
Yeah.
So they have like that little pole. It almost looks like a lacrosse stick basket. It's got like little spiky things on top, and you can just kind of... And then they fall in the basket.
Can you put the basket on your head and walk inside with it and balance it?
No, it's got spikes on it.
Oh, okay.
Well, then you could definitely get it in your head.
Yeah, right?
How many plums do you think you ate?
Outside, two. And then we took some in because we were going to make them into dry it out for fruit leather.
Fruit leather?
Yeah.
What is that?
Just dried out. Just a name for it. Just something good to gnaw on at night.
Okay. It's not something you plan on like making boots later or something. All right.
Oh, no.
Okay. All right.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421 round.
There have been a lot of pulled pork and mac and cheese.
Let's
mix in a couple fruits.
I got you. Nothing wrong with that. Hello, Craig. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Craig.
Hola.
Hola. Craig, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Not sober.
Not sober. Craig, welcome to the show.
And Craig. Yes, Dan, everyone is confirming there's, in fact, a Red Square in UW. And yes, Miles, it is where the blossoms are.
I think it's also where I saw College Game Day once years ago.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Craig, you can do one cool thing. Will it be a backflip, to dunk a basketball, surf, or rock climb?
Let's dunk.
All right,
Craig, here is your question. Which actress was dubbed the Scream Queen after appearing in numerous horror films?
Billy Bob. I don't know.
Billy Bob. Any guesses?
The Scream Queen was Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yes. The Scream Queen.
Just get the sex right on your next guess, Craig. Mm-hmm.
All right, Craig.
I mean, you think you could handle that much, Craig?
Billy Bob, what actress? I mean, come on. You're better than that.
Well, there's Billie Eilish.
Yeah, but not Billy
Stevie
Bob.
Stevie Nicks.
Billy Bob, though. When there's Billy and Bob together.
Bobby, whatever the hell her name is, from Stranger Things.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Oh, Millie Bobby Brown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, those are Bobby Brown, actress, model, sure, but not Billy Bob.
Yeah, Billy Bob.
Wait, there's Bobby Brown, the Bad News singer, mm-hmm. Whitney Houston.
Yeah, there's Bobby Brown, who used to be the actress and the model.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
Bobby Brown.
She was pretty hot.
I was about to say, yeah.
If you're a model, I hope so. Like, this is the ugliest model we've ever hired.
She spelled it with an I and an E?
I'm going to guess just an I. It's always a thing. And the sign with a little heart. All right, here's your question. How many years did the Revolutionary War last?
Mm-hmm. Maybe not so hot anymore.
No.
She was in the cherry pie video.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm still
How many years?
Five.
Any guesses? Revolutionary War? And for you, Ted, specifically, the American Revolutionary War.
I'll say War. 3 years.
Took us longer than that, man. You're going to say eight. Yes, it was, in fact.
I almost said seven, but that felt wrong.
And a eight. Ted is also a snake. All right, your next question. In the video game God of War, which mythological character must Kratos defeat at the end to finish the game?
Oh, my gosh.
Don't overthink it. So, again, in the video game God of War, what mythological character must Kratos defeat at the end to finish the game? Billie Jean King, Miles. Someone just typed that one.
I believe it's also a zodiac sign.
It is.
Zodiac sign.
The game is God of War.
Scorpion.
The character you must defeat in the video game God of War is the God of War. We would also accept Ares.
Yeah.
You just didn't want to hear the answer to this. All right, Craig, what science deals with the behavior of projectiles?
Can you repeat that one more time?
What science deals with the behavior of projectiles? You hear about it in law enforcement. You hear about it in the space race.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you go.
My brother says it's what the dummies do in the space world.
Oh. I would have used that one day randomly.
Yeah, he's like, that's the goddamn easy part.
Oh, you work on that?
Dumbass. Okay.
So you're not really at NASA.
Yeah. You've heard of this before.
I really don't know.
Oh, dude. Ballistics.
Ballistics.
Oh.
Question number five is multiple choice. And it deals with everyone's friend, Billy Shakespeare, known mostly as William. William Shakespeare was married to a woman named Anne Hathaway. What actress shares a name with one of the wives of Henry VIII? Julianne Moore, Kate Winslet, Emma Watson, or Jane Seymour?
Kate Winslet?
He wishes.
I'll say Jane Seymour.
Yes, Jane Seymour.
Oh,
which leads me to believe that both Anne Hathaway and Jane Seymour...
I bet Jane Seymour still looks fantastic.
She does.
I haven't seen her in a while.
She was doing something like 3 or 4 months ago, and I'm like, dear God, man.
That woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's the reason everybody wanted to move out west.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Quinn?
Dr. Quinn.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it. It's the only reason I watched the show. I don't even know what the show was about, really. I just remember
she was a medicine woman.
Yeah, I don't know what that meant, though.
Maybe it just meant here's an aspirin. That's all I got.
Like a doctor? medicine woman. Hey, I'm here to see the medicine woman.
Are you pulling up Jane Seymour?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, my God,
yeah.
Dude.
I can't.
All right, your question. In what year did 60 Minutes debut on CBS? As a hint, it's the same year that MLK Jr. was assassinated. Hello.
Hello.
Greg?
Do I have to guess the exact year?
Yeah, I'd like that.
Yeah.
I know it was in the '60s.
Yes.
Uh, 1968.
There you go, man.
All right, you did it.
Very good. Always have to know, just guess.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421 run.
Treat it like a job interview, right? They ask you a question, you don't really have an answer. Just lie. And sometimes it works in your favor. Every job I've gotten, I've done that. Hello, Vida. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, hola.
Hello, hola. Hola. Greetings.
Vida, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
Okay, Vida.
I'm a mentally disturbed sister, and I have to be sober.
Okay. You have a mentally disturbed what?
My sister, that's a year younger than I am, is really mentally disturbed, and we don't know what caused it, but, well, we do. She was beat up by two inmates from the Monroe prison, because she was a counselor.
Okay.
It's created her to mentally not be there anymore.
Okay, so you just got to take care of your sister, is what you're saying. That's why you're sober.
Right, and it's a big time job. 24 hours.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm sure you do a wonderful job. All right, Vita, you can do one cool thing. Will it be a backflip, a dunk, a basketball, a surf, or a rock climb?
I would have to say dunk a basketball.
I love you,
Vita. Nice. Nice. Yeah, I'd pay to see that.
I would, too.
Get Vita and Ted on the court and just crushing people.
You could have asked because I got bad hips, for one thing. Dunking a basketball, I'd have to jump, but you know what? I'd rather do that than any of the other ones.
Okay.
No, don't sweat it. This is fantasy world. Your hips are fine.
Yeah, even if they hurt, you're still dunking.
Yeah.
You can have sex now.
Yeah. All right, Vita.
You told me I could dunk 100 times, and one of those times I might break something. I'm taking the 99 dunks.
I'm in. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Same here.
Okay. All right, Vita, here's your question. According to legend, where did the Norse gods live?
The Norse gods?
Norse gods, yes.
Norse.
Oh, well. I wish my son was in my car with me right now.
I bet he doesn't.
What would you guess?
At the Norse?
It's Reno.
Is it Valhalla?
Valhalla. You might remember the song Valhalla Batgirl.
That's right.
Or that Jewish specialty, Valhalla bread.
Delicious.
Right.
All right, well, since you're doing so well on that, according to legend, where did the Greek gods live?
The Greek gods were...
Some people might say close to Seattle.
And with the gods, I'm dumb.
A lot of gods today.
Yeah, there has been a lot of god questions.
Right. I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine.
Any guesses?
Because you guys have the answers. I don't.
There's a mountain close to Seattle. We can see it from Seattle. You walk down to the water. You look across the sound.
Oh, yes. Olympus.
Mount Olympus. That's right. All the Greek gods live right there. Notice today, no snow cap on that bad boy today. I think it's the first time I've seen it without, the snow cap.
It's a warm June.
All right. Well,
since you did. Because one of my younger children's dad, he did a lot of climbing mountains and stuff, and he used to question me on that type of stuff, and same with trees and whatnot. But
that's probably why you're not together anymore, because he thought, she doesn't know anything about this stuff.
There's nothing about mountains. Well, since you're doing so well with that, according to legend, where did the Roman gods live?
Oh, my gosh. Are you giving me all the god questions?
These are the three that showed up in a row. Obviously, I was researching stuff.
I feel like it's four. We had that Gods of War question.
We did.
Okay, fine. It's four. That was video game stuff.
And there's two red squares.
The third god lived. So I don't even know what number of gods we're on now.
It's going to be number three of the gods. So where did the Roman gods live?
Number one in your heart.
Do not overthink it.
I am overthinking. Matter of fact, I'm sweating overthinking.
I break into a sweat when I think.
I guess I'm dumb.
I said to spin that wheel. By the way, the Roman gods live where the Greek gods live. Mount Olympus.
Huh.
You've got to remember, the Romans just took the Greek gods, gave them a different name, and then everything else is precisely the same.
Question number five there, Vita. Don't worry, I would have not got any of those either.
All right, question number five for you. Since you're just talking about sweating, which of these animals does not sweat? Monkeys, rhinos, hippos, or apes?
I have to say apes.
Rhinos. So along with humans and horses, all the others can sweat.
Okay.
I wonder if rhinos are so mean.
Because they're dinosaurs. Not thinking. They're not thinking. All right, which of the Winnie the Pooh characters loves watercress?
Oh my God, I used to know everything about Winnie the Pooh, and now I don't.
I never liked Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, when I had children, that was their theme in their nursery. And now I don't remember anything about Winnie the Pooh.
You can't guess just one of the characters.
Just guess the character if you don't know.
I can't think of their names even.
Oh my God.
I mean, they bounce. It's what they do. I had a little buddy that resembled a pig.
Piglet?
No, Roo? It was Roo.
Roo.
Wait, but which one was Roo?
The one who liked watercress.
All right, question. Question number seven, Vita.
Question number seven. In what part of the body would you find the aqueous humor? Your mouth, your nose, or your eye?
The what? Aqueous
humor.
I thought you said the mouth.
What was that?
The mouth?
All right. Vita, hang on the line for us. Yeah. By the way, I made that question multiple choice. It wasn't. It was not multiple choice as I wrote it, but I'm like, let me try to soften the blow here and give us a 1 in 3 chance.
More Big Dummy on the way if you'd like to be a contestant. 206-421.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.